Go ahead, sir.
Hello.
D?
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
What are the facts on this 59 charge?
He was arrested on January 15, 1959 at the same place where this arrest supposedly took place 1 week ago, on the 7th. He was arrested in the late evening, and at that time he was making indecent gestures. The charge on the blotter was for suspicion, and it was also placed on the fingerprint card. But it was also in his basement, the men's room with the YMCA here in Washington. At that time, he was fingerprinted and booked and a photograph taken by the police. But there was no copulation or no act going through it with another person. He was simply loitering, apparently, at that time.
Well, was he with anyone?
No, sir, he was not with anyone.
Well, why would they pick up a guy if he's just by himself?
Apparently he was hanging around in the men's, in the basement of the men's room there at the YMCA, and according to the police blotter, the secret report, he must have pulled down his zipper or something like that, Mr. President. They did take him in at that time, though, and put him through the regular procedure.
But pulled out his zipper by himself?
I don't know that, sir. I don't know that to be the truth. But the Evening Star did have that information today, so they claimed.
Well, have you checked the police record?
I have this afternoon, sir. I had an agent go over there and discreetly check it this afternoon, and they came up with the 1959 arrest plus the one a week ago.
Yeah.
And the 1959 arrest, they do have fingerprints, and the FBI based on that. But it was a charge of suspicion on the fingerprint.
Wasn't he investigated when he came to the White House?
He was investigated in 1958, sir, but not since then. We didn't feel there was any need to because we knew him real well, of course, and everything was fine.
Has everybody else been checked there?
I'll check that tomorrow, sir. For the most part, I believe they have, yes, sir. But I'll check to make
sure. When I came in, I gave instructions that everybody that came on White House payroll had to have an FBI.
Yes, sir.
Now, see what's happened to it.
Yes, sir.
Folks like Bill Morgan, you got an FBI on him?
I'll check in the morning to make certain we do, Mr. President.
No, you got one on Jack Valenti.
Yes, sir, we do have one on him. I'll check to make certain that everybody on your staff has had that check.
Now, I don't think we have any choice in light of these facts except just say, have him resign forthwith and just say that we have no knowledge of any of this until the information came up in the paper. When it was brought to our attention, he had submitted his resignation. We promptly accepted it. And his record with us was a very fine one. He had no secrets that I know of. Anything wrong with this fellow that he's with?
He's 62 years old. He's a retired Army sergeant. He lives out of the soldier's home. And we're checking him out at the present time. Mr. President, could I suggest something, sir?
Yeah.
Don't you think it would be a good idea if I were to go to Walter, with his doctor's permission, of course, and take a signed statement from him just to make sure we have his side of the story?
I expect so. I don't know whether Abe will let you do it, but he's on his way out there, and I think you ought to get on over there and tell him. He told Abe nothing happened before this, but you better tell him what the record shows on 59.
All right.
I think the quicker you get over there to see him, the better off.
I get over to the hospital?
Yeah. I'd make a very thorough investigation.
Yes, sir. All right, sir. I'll certainly do that, Mr. President.
And I have standing instructions to investigate everybody working there. I wish to sure see if that's done.
Yes, sir, I certainly will.
I don't know how we can justify not doing it originally.
Right, sir.
What, how do you think we can?
Well, Mr. President, he was investigated in 1958, and he was investigated at your instruction. Matter of fact, you were interviewed at that time, and so were quite a few other people. And there was nothing at that time which showed up. So I think, frankly, that, if the question is asked, that you have a perfect right to say that this man had been investigated in the past, and nothing showed up of this nature. But it would be my opinion, sir, for what it's worth, that the less said, the better off we'll be. Republicans are going to try to push it, there's no doubt about that, but I think it's going to die pretty fast because of the nature of the matter.
What makes you think that?
Well, these things in Washington have come up quite often before, of a moral nature, and they always get hit pretty fast. Now, this guy Birch, who is a first-class bastard, he's the one that I had this thing taken out of three newspapers today. Birch got hold of it, and he's the one that issued the statement to the United Press saying that Lyndon Johnson and the administration were trying to cover up a matter involving a White House employee that affected the internal security of the nation. And he's the one that started the whole chain of events this afternoon, which resulted in the United Press issuing this thing. But I do think, sir, that...
Do you think he could have been framed?
There's always that possibility, Mr. President. The picture could have been transposed, his face on it or something, or it could have been a false picture in there, and his fingerprints could be false.
No, but I mean this week when he went there.
Yes, sir, he could have been framed. It's entirely possible.
How would these three policemen be peeking through the door and know he's there if they had some indication?
Well, now, they do hang around Lafayette Park, and they hang around places like the basement, the men's room basement of the YMCA, because this is a place where known homosexuals hang out.
Where did they see him?
They saw him through the transom of the men's room.
Was this happening in the men's room?
Sir?
Was this happening in the men's room?
Yes, sir, so they claim. But it's entirely possible that they could have been bribed. They're entirely possible they're lying about it. But we can certainly check it out and find out and make a very thorough investigation into the matter.
Who's supposed to have been working on who?
Walter was supposed to be the active one, Mr. President. In other words, this 62-year-old man was letting Walter have it, and Walter was taking it, according to the police officers. Which is pretty hard to believe.
Sure is. Is it odd that it would be just confined to 59 and 64? Nothing in 5 years or 25 years?
Yes, sir. It would seem that way to me, that... entirely possible that the boy could have just broken down, and what he said today, that he could have had lapses of memory as to what he was doing.
Has he shown any indication of that around you?
No, sir, none whatsoever. None whatsoever. We've played golf at least 50 times. You allowed both of us to go to Camp David together. We've had many walks together. There has never been the slightest inclination of homosexuality. Nothing. I've been to church with him on numerous occasions. We've been to the altar rail together for communion. And there has been nothing to reflect this.
Well, you better get out there and tell him what 59 shows right quick.
All right, sir, I'll do that, Mr. President. Yes, sir. Any further instructions?